Well, hello and welcome to the Simpleton Podcast, the first one of 2015.
Wow.
This is episode 60. My name is Daniel James.
Wow.
I'm coming to you from Melbourne, Australia.
Wow.
And joining me as always, shut the fuck up. And joining me as always from Euroa, Victoria, Australia, is one Scotty G. Scotty G, happy new year to you.
Rad, bro. Rad. Sick. Rad. Sick. What's up?
Is this the Berlin rubbing off on you? Is this some sort of new cool street talk that I should be aware of?
What's up, dude?
Yeah. Scott, the topic that is on everyone's mind at the moment, I think we should get them out, the Simpletons in particular, an update as soon as possible. How are the Kirkland Avenue toilets coming along?
Let me just first take a sip of coffee. Okay. Oh, a bit too hot. I'll put it back down. Sorry, that was invigorating radio there for the listeners. Wonderful. Look, I've been out of the country for a good month. When I left, that edifice was but a skeleton, my friend. Now it is a wonderful, wonderful skeleton with sinews, muscles, tendons, veins. It's really coming along, and what it brings to the Kirkland Avenue skyline is just mesmerizing.
I was in Euroa just recently, Scott, and as you come over that hill, just after the Longwood turnoff, probably about three or four clicks after the Longwood turnoff, you can see it in the skyline as clear as Mike Day, and it really is something to behold, Scott. If people, you know, are thinking of coming to Australia, or if you are already in Australia and you're wanting to visit the mighty Northeast, come to Euroa because the Kirkland Avenue toilets, were they not designed by the same people that designed the Volettown Post Office, Scott?
Indeed, you have done your research.
So to give you some sort of idea of what we're talking about here, Simpletons, get yourself to Euroa and have a look at the Kirkland Street. What, Kirkland Street or Kirkland Avenue?
Kirkland Avenue. Daniel.
Public toilets, because they are something to behold. And if you're lucky, you'll see one Scotty G there, because I understand that you frequent those toilets quite often.
Yeah, I do. Usually at night time, like late at night. So, Daniel, I did mention before that they're not complete. Production has actually been stalled due to a class action suit. Now, a lot of the sunbathers that line the bank there of the Sevens Creek are complaining now that the sun and its rays are effectively blocked by the larger shadow of that edifice that now pretty much throughout the whole day envelops a lot of the shore of the Seven Creeks.
Well, I lay blame firmly and squarely at Phil Squire's feet here for not doing the appropriate modelling around the shadow cast by these wonderful toilets. Scott, like I said, I was in Euroa recently, and I'm used to the Seven Creeks being an absolute torrent, an absolute full-embodied piece of water that rivals one of the tributaries to the mighty Mississippi, let's just say. Could you just give me a brief description as to what the creek looks like at the moment?
Yeah, I will. I will do that. Imagine a large thigh bone of an elephant. It's been lying, you know, elephants long past, and that long thigh bone has just been lying on the desert floor for 40 years, where it's never rained in that 40 years. That's it.
That's it.
That's it.
It's it's. Well, we're talking of elephants. I'm sure an elephant urinating would actually do a better job of making a sniffing a trickle. One that is far greater than what we would call the Seven Creek at the moment.
It's a sorry sight. I question the wisdom of. excuse me, I've got a mild cough. Question the wisdom of withdrawing the planks, and our listeners will know what I mean.
I know personally he withdrew the plank, Scott, and I'm not going to mention names, But he was just following orders, and I'm not going to blame him. Did you know, Scott, that they're actually going to put in some, steel or some sort of aluminium-type gates that will actually be electrified, Scott, so that they actually open and close by themselves at the push of a button?
Wow.
Do you know that?
Things have really started
to
happen.
Can you stop coughing, please?
So, I'd like to. I'll turn away. Things have really started to happen since David Squires took the CEO job at the Strathbogieshire offices. Things have really
The town is on the up and up.
Yep.
Anyway, I'm sure our friend in Russia won't really know too much about what we're talking about at the moment. And I do encourage, while I'm on the subject, I do strongly encourage our one listener in Russia to please write to us. I beg you. I want to hear from you. I want to know your story. Say, my old Russian friend, if life's not too tough under Vladimir Putin, please, please write to us. Speaking of the world, Scott, I believe you've got the world report.
Yeah, but before we run with that world report, we should first take pause and listen to this important message from our sponsor, because we, Daniel, you know what I'm on about here, actually for the first time in Simpleton podcast history, have two different ads to run in the same episode.
Momentous.
Roll it, boys. Boys, roll the ad. There's nothing happening there.
I'm looking at the production. Roll it, fellas. Roll it.
There's nothing happening. Daniel, we talked about this off air. Yeah. Lenny, the work experience kid. I'm going to be upfront with the listeners. And I know, Lenny, you're listening in too. Sorry, there's no hiding this. Listeners, Lenny, the work experience kid, is currently at the control dial. He's a
tough love, Lenny.
Yeah, tough love. He's a media studies student at Werribee Teeth Institute, and he's currently on a work experience placement with us, for which we receive a small but useful payment. That's the lowdown.
Yeah, look, we've got to cut the kid some slack. I mean, this is a momentous fuck up. There's no doubt about that. But he was probably thrown off track because the ad wasn't actually scheduled to later, Scott. But that's how we roll, Lenny.
Good and well, Lenny.
Yeah, that's how we roll, mate.
Fresh beginnings. But with all that behind us, let's roll the ad. Let's roll.
What the fuck was that?
That
was the ta-da that usually introduces segments, isn't it?
It sounded like...
Again.
That was it again. We need to play the ad. Just play the ad. Want to catch a big one this summer? Whether it's lures, reels, rods, poles, gear, fly, or just plain fishing wear, your needs can be met at Frankie's Fishing Tackle. Frankie's Fishing Tackle has two conveniently located stores in Thornton and Eildon. Our customer service is second to none, as is our range and the quality of our products. In fact, you should listen to what this customer had to say following a recent transaction he made at Frankie's Fishing Supplies.
I highly recommend it.
Frankie's Fishing Supplies. See you there. See you there. See you there.
Scott, I've been during that ad. Thank you, Frankie's Fishing Supplies. Does Werribee Teeth Institute actually exist?
Are you getting back to...
I'm getting back to Lenny.
Yeah. I just assume, I was told who he is and where he's coming from, and I then assumed that it exists. What are you getting at?
I've just never heard of Werribee Teeth Institute before, that's all. especially any sort of media studies course, that we really should do a little bit more background checking before we get some of these. He's all right, he's out of the room.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah, he's out of the room.
But we should really do some more background checking before we hire some of these people, Scott.
I fully agree with that, but World Report
Can we
time.
Actually get on to the World Report now? Scotty, it's the first World Report of 2015. Make it a good one, buddy. Ooh, what do we got?
You betcha. Tell us a little bit about, is it Cabinda or Cabinda?
Cabinda.
Cabinda. Tell us something about it.
Sure, sure. Well, it's a province of Angola, Scott.
Mm. Oh, I'll go on that. Actually, it was in the new year, just after the new year, a week or two, something took place that reverberated around the Cabinda province and beyond. You know what I'm talking about, don't you?
You're talking about the building of the dry port, Scott?
No, I'm not.
Then, of course, you must be talking about the legalization of the almost 1,300 imprisonments in Cabinda by Antonio Neto, the Attorney General of the Republic of Angola. That's what you're talking about, surely?
No, I'm not.
Then, Scott, I must admit that I really am stumped. Scott, what have you got for us?
The seminar.
Of course. Oh, for fuck's sake, where have I been?
I know.
I've been too busy worrying about the Kirkland Avenue toilets.
Yep.
The seminar. Of course, the seminar. Go on.
Excuse me. Oh, for indeed, indeed. Between 17th and 20th January, or thereabouts, the heads of budget units, as well as public managers from Cabinda Province, attended a seminar on the inventory of real estate.
This is top-notch stuff, Scott. This is the exact reason I hired you in the first place. This is exciting journalism. Scott, good boy.
Yes, yes, I knew you'd be impressed with this one.
Fuck yeah.
Listeners, the training program was sponsored by the National Directorate for State Property in partnership with the Provincial Delegation of Finance. Daniel, what do you know of the seminar?
To be frank, not much. But just the few bits and pieces that I've picked up during a recent discussion.
Now it's warm enough. Sorry, proceed.
I don't know much about it, Scott, but the recent discussion I had with the Cabinda Provincial Financial Officer Sebastio Miguel. He told me the opening session was a virtual refresher course designed to provide managers and executors of budgets with tools required for preparation of the 2014 inventory, set to start in the month of February 2015, Scott.
Mm.
Scott, I'd like to take the chance to ask you what you made of it all.
Well, isn't this good teamwork? It's reciprocal, it's good. Look, I like it, the vibe.
I like to think that 2015 is a fresh leaf for us to turn over, Scott.
Yeah.
And really work as a team for once.
Yeah, exactly. And, well, to answer your question, I fully concur with the thoughts of Cabinda Deputy Governor for the Economic Sector, Masario Lembem, who said the seminar was all about stressing the need for leading, thorough and uniform management of the public heritage resources. Couldn't agree more.
He made the opening speech of the seminar, did he not, Scott?
Yes, he did. You know your stuff.
Well, he's a top guy by all accounts, but not the sort of man you want to get on the wrong side of.
I've heard similar things to that, Daniel. But to get back to your question, I believe the seminar achieved its purpose, and I know for a fact, actually, that Mr. Lembem was chuffed with the results.
He was beaming, absolutely beaming from what I heard, Scott. Absolutely fucking over the moon, really ecstatic.
Yes, yes, yes. Well, I hate to do it suddenly, but that was it for the World Report. Is there anything else to say, or are we just going to leave it at that?
I'd like to say that was one of the most compact, succinct,
crisp,
refreshing, crisp. Yes,
yeah.
Colleen Crisp, Helen Crisp. One of the most compact and refreshing World Reports that we've had in some time, Scott.
Crispin Glover.
That's too far.
Too far. Look. Yeah. I'm just going to put it out there. It's either in Friday the 13th, part 3 or part 4. Just pop into YouTube, Crispin Glover dance. You'll be in for a treat.
I myself, simpleton, will be doing that straight after the show. Scott, but we've got to pay the bills. Thank you very much to Frankie's Fish Supplies. Yeah. In Thornton Ilden, let me say, Scott, if they've got the markets in both Thornton and Ilden, they've absolutely got a monopoly on that little dual township.
They sure
but Scott, let's just roll The second ad.
Let's get straight to it. Want to catch a big one this summer? Whether it's lures, reels, rods, poles, gear, fly, or just plain fishing wear, your needs can be met at Frankie's Fishing Tackle. Frankie's Fishing Tackle has two conveniently located stores in Thornton and Eildon. Our customer service is second to none, as is our range and the quality of our products. In fact, you should listen to what this customer had to say following a recent transaction he made at Frankie's Fishing Supplies.
I highly recommend it.
Frankie's Fishing Supplies. See you there. See you there. See you there.
What the fuck?
Yeah, now we're talking...
What the absolute fuck? This...
Serious...
Lenny! Lenny, yeah... Put the cigarette out, mate. Yeah, no, I need to speak to you after the show.
Has Lenny got an eye ring?
How did you know?
Yeah, just, never seen him, just assumed.
He's also got one of those ones that goes kind of like through his cheekbone.
Peroxided,
yeah, mate,
peroxided blonde hair. Talk.
Yeah. we need to have a talk after this, mate. All right.
Yeah, talking serious stuff. Complications of this...
It's making an absolute shambolic schmozzle of the first podcast of 2015.
I, for one,
I'm not happy, Scott.
I assume Frankie's Fishing Tackle paid for one advertisement.
Yeah, well...
They've just got two now.
Yeah, well, I reckon if I go back, right, I reckon I can go back to them probably in months. Look, you got double the airtime on a podcast that's listened to by dozens of people across the globe.
Mm.
And, you know, if they want to, you know, have two ads instead of just the one, then, you know, they've got to cough up.
It's going to be hard. It's complicated. I don't like it. Look, have we mentioned Lenny before, who he is, to the listeners?
Yeah, we did.
We did, yeah. Look. Yeah. All right.
Yeah, we did some 10 minutes ago.
It's a mess up. It's a mess up. Sorry, the head's spinning. This is a mess up.
Yeah.
What are we going to do now?
I think that... Yeah, actually, I was just informed, it's getting something in my ear now, Scott, that we have a message from Wombles, as a matter of fact, that's been misplaced, and I think we can actually run with that now.
Okay.
Kiddos, you know, kiddos, you ought to watch what you drink. Water is boring, has no taste, but it don't rot your insides, kiddos. You ought to cut down your intake of soft drink. Don't take drugs. Drink in moderation, if at all, kiddos. And you know what? You ought to eat your way to a healthy bladder. Kiddos, you ought to look to alleviate any kind of pressure may come to bear upon your bladders. Kiddos, you ought to increase your fiber. Good sources of fiber include whole grain bread, cereals, barley, brown rice, kiddos, oatmeal, beans, peas, apples, cabbage, carrots. For snacking, try fresh or dried fruit, raw veggies, popcorn, whole grain crackers, or just a handful of nuts, kiddos. You know what? You ought to avoid diuretics, irritants, kiddos, and just anything that might not be what your bladder really needs, kiddos. And instead of drinking coffee, you could drink some good old herbal teas. And instead of citrus, kiddos, you could try some good old juicy blueberries. And don't eat raw onions, kiddos. You really ought to cook them first. Oh, and don't forget to drink lots of water. Well, kiddos, I gotta move along now. Some of my buddies are waiting for me down there with the Howling Dog Saloon. I don't want to keep them waiting.
Yeah, Daniel, I have to be frank. I'm going to take another sip of coffee here, so.
Oh, well, thank you for your honesty.
Look. That wasn't what I was going to be frank about.
Oh.
You and I both know that we have plenty of unreleased Womble segments on file.
We have 25 gigs worth of unreleased Womble's material, but, Scott.
Excuse me. We only tend to pull them out when time's desperate.
Sure.
I'm going to put it to you now.
Don't pull it to me.
That your decision to arbitrarily dismiss the entire Simpleton Podcast editorial team has had ramifications far more serious than you'd like to let on. And that we've allowed a rank amateur and a stranger to boot to take control of the control room for several weeks in return for a small sum of money. Respond.
You're talking about Lenny, of course. Yeah. He's not with us at the moment, Scott. Scott, the Simpleton Podcast editorial team, I can't even remember why I sacked them, but I'm sure that there was a very, very good reason. They are absolutely fucking useless, Scott, if you recall correctly.
I'm not going to comment on that matter. Okay. The lawsuit.
Yeah, well, we can't talk about it, so don't question me about it. You'll be the one on the scrap heap next.
All right. I suppose this is very bumpy. There's not a lot of continuity here, but I think it's time now that we play our second ad for the day. Roll the tape.
No, actually, we can't do that.
We can't roll the tape.
No.
We've got another ad.
No, we don't. We can't do it. Lenny's not here.
Why?
He went out the back for a fucking cigarette.
Why can't we play?
Well, he smokes using a pipe, by the way, which is, I thought was old-fashioned, but still, it seems to be back in vogue. They're much smaller than they used to be.
Does Lenny wear a flannelette over a heavy metal black t-shirt?
Yeah.
And we can't
play Scott, let's just forget about all that and move straight into our listeners' letters. Dear listeners, particularly our... Particularly our listener in Russia, if you want to write to Scott or my good self, please do so by sending us an email to contact@simpletonpodcast.com. I can assure you that if you do that, your letter will be absolutely and thoroughly read out.
That would make it the first legitimate one ever.
No, we've had that. Shut up. Scott, I believe you have letter one.
I do. This is from Hiperno Duva, Tuscany, France.
Just way Hiperna.
Hiperno.
Him too.
Oh, you're saying... you're giving the French pronunciation, I see. This is what Hiperno Duva has to write. The report on Cabinda was Class A journalism. Keep it rolling out, guys. Keep it rolling in. Thank you, Hiperno.
Very quick on the uptake there, Hiperno.
Very quick. A tone-esque statement there. He said, keep it rolling out, guys. Keep it rolling in. Tone-esque.
You bet you are. You bet I am.
Daniel, you've got letter two.
Yeah, this one is from Suds McCluskey from Mansfield, Victoria, home of the mighty...
Eagles.
Man. No, the mighty man from Snow River, Secret Thornton. And Suds writes... The Simpleton Podcast has proven itself to be another establishment lackey. I hereby withdraw my subscription and you can be sure that I'll be demanding a refund. Yours sincerely, Suds McCluskey of Mansfield, Victoria. Well, you go ahead, Suds, because let me just say to you that you'll be getting absolutely sweet fuck all back. Because this is actually a free subscription. That's right. Scott and I actually do this for fucking nothing. Can you believe that, Scott? Can you actually believe that?
I hardly believe it.
Sure, we get the odd revenue stream from, you know, great people like Frankie's Fishing Supplies. Mm. That just goes to cover costs.
Yep.
So, Suds, stick it up your proverbial ass. Okay, Scott, I believe that you have letter three.
This one is from Anderson Paul of Melbourne, Australia.
Ando.
Actually, he sent a photo of himself. It's not common, and it looks like that guy that was in the Herald Sun the other day. But
back in 98, wasn't it?
It was back about then, actually.
Yeah, just the other day.
Yeah.
Top of the morning to you, Ando.
Top of the morning to you, Ando. Remember how we spent New Year's Eve 98/99 watching Stalingrad?
Is that true?
Yeah, that's true. Went to a local video store, got the German war film Stalingrad.
So I would have been about 21, you would have been about 20.
Yeah.
And we chose to spend our our New Year's Eve watching that delightful comedy Stalingrad.
We did. We did, Scott. Sorry about that.
We were crazy.
That was crazy.
Anyway,
time. Crazy.
What times. Does Ando have to say?
Ando writes, "The party that gets my vote at the next election will be the one that takes serious action to deal with the epidemic of rooftop treaties falling through skylights. I saw it happen once at the newsagent in Euroa. I was just quietly standing there browsing through a magazine, and without warning, a young man crashed through the roof and landed with a thud on the ground, sending shards of glass across the immediate area. His leg was badly sprained, but it could have been a lot worse." That's from Ando.
Well, thank you very much, Ando. That reminds me, hello to you, Nathan, for 2015. Congratulations.
Hello, Nathan.
Scott, look, this is where we usually wrap up the show, so I'll ask you the obligatory question. Is there anything in the week ahead that Simpleton listeners should be aware of?
For the first time ever, I'm prepared for your question. Because, what's this sound, Daniel?
That's the sound of you rustling your running sheet, trying to make it sound like a bunch of newspapers.
Not quite. I actually have three fresh off the presses. Sorry, I was about to burp and I held it in. Let that be noted.
You're a true professional.
Yeah, I have three newspapers here hot off the presses. Those newspapers are... Actually, these are tomorrow's editions.
Yeah.
The Badigini Muster, the Kilmore Conundrum, and the Kyala Lakes Flotilla. Daniel, we're just going to check out some of the headlines.
Sure.
Of tomorrow. Some of the headlines that will be making headlines.
Yeah. We get the point.
Yeah. Okay, so I have here the... I have here the Badigini Muster, and the headline on that paper tomorrow says, "House of Saud invests in youth policy." Daniel, what do you think that's talking about?
They're talking about the recent untimely and unfortunate passing of King Abdullah, if I'm correct,
yeah.
Scott.
How old was he?
He was only 90, Scott. He was only 90 years old.
Cut down
in his prime.
Mm.
And I believe they're introducing some sort of youth policy to replace him, Scott.
Yeah, they are. 79-year-old Salman, either his brother, half-brother or stepbrother, some kind of brother, will be taking his spot as part of Saudi Arabia's new youth policy.
Interesting to note, Scott, that in a mere 450 million years, King Abdullah himself will be oil.
That's interesting to note. Any concerns, Daniel, about the... youthful inexperience of Salman?
He's a bit green. I think the world looks on and a little bit concerned that he's a little bit green.
Yeah.
Inexperienced, hasn't been around the traps, and just needs to prove himself in the first 4 months. Otherwise, he's going to be replaced by Julie Bishop.
Wow.
Yeah. Not many people know that, but
wow.
There's my hot tip.
Yep.
That's what I'm saying to keep an eye out for, Simpletons.
Thank you.
Scott, what other newspapers you got there?
I'm now going to get out the Kilmore Conundrum. Let me get it out. And the headline of the Kilmore Conundrum is, "Defiant PM shakes off criticism, vows to go one better next year. What's that talking about?
He's talking about the very recent decision by Tony Abbott, our Prime Minister, to award a knighthood to Prince Philip, the Queen's beau. I think that he's actually looking to bestow a knighthood on who, Scott?
Next year, Mr. Abbott has vowed to bestow a knighthood posthumously upon King George VI on the next Australian Day.
Wow, wow. Well, let's hope this goes over well, Scott, because I heard that in a few months, if Abbott doesn't prove himself, he's going to be replaced by Julie Bishop.
Julie Bishop. Ah, yeah. Shows you how long I've been out of the country.
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah, Tony Abbott's our Prime Minister, Scott.
Tony Abbott is our Prime Minister.
Yeah.
Julie Bishop is our next Prime Minister.
Yeah, you're making notes of this, are you?
Mental notes.
Okay. The Kaya Alla Lakes Flotilla is saying what, Scott?
Let me just get it out.
Get the paper out, please.
Yep. Okay. That's what I was doing. And the headline here, it's actually a sport headline, but it's on the front cover of that paper. It says Pool B minnow has fingers scratching heads. What do you think that's talking about?
That's talking surely about the upcoming ICC World Cup, Scott.
Yeah, cricket.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's the controversy here? Should I say it or do you want to say it?
You should say it because you've got it in front of you.
I have. Well, in Pool B, excuse me, there are four pools, I believe, at the group stage.
Yeah.
Pool B features a number of countries competing, including the Kingdom of Porter. And
I'll take it over from
you
here.
You take it
Scott.
Over from here.
Yeah, there's some serious concerns amongst some of the cricket aficionados out there that the Kingdom of Porter might not actually exist.
The country, as in the country.
As in the actual country, yeah.
It doesn't any longer exist or it never existed?
Serious concerns that it never has existed.
Well,
and so there's some serious head-scratching taking place across the cricketing world, no more than in the headquarters of the ICC themselves, as they ask themselves, how did this potentially fictional kingdom end up in Pool B of the upcoming ICC World Cup?
They're listed. They're playing. They've got games to play.
Yeah, they're playing Bahrain in Wonthaggi on February the 14th.
Michael B. there.
Michael B. there. He's taking his woman down there on Valentine's Day.
Yep.
Scott, look, some cricket officials need to start doing some serious Googling, quick smart, to get to the bottom of this, because if this doesn't go ahead, the people of Wonthaggi are going to be absolutely heartbroken and demanding refunds.
They will too, Mike, among them. I would go as far as to say, if it turns out that the Kingdom of Porter doesn't exist, then some heads at the ICC headquarters have got to lose their heads.
It's a massive scandal.
I've got
I
a
wouldn't
role,
go so. That far. They're not actually in Saudi Arabia, Scott. But it is a massive, massive scandal and incompetence at, pretty much the lowest level.
That's watch this space, to coin a phrase.
Well, as you can hear, Scott, the music has been rolling for some time now. I've asked you what you've seen in the week
yeah,
ahead.
Yeah, I'm going to ask you the same.
Sure, go for it.
So what do you see in the week ahead?
Nothing. Thank you very much for your time, Scott. Thank you,
Thank
Simpletons.
You. And goodbye.